Good morning, Rishud Murai Rabbi Yisai. First, let me give you a small introduction. Something I read in the book called Pardes Rimonim of Ramak. And he writes there, he had a debate in his days, he lived about in the time of the Bas Yosef. They had a debate who made the Hebrew alphabet. Who made the Hebrew alphabet? The Hebrew alphabet, the letters. And he brings an opinion that the Chachamim had at the time, that it was, he calls it in Hebrew, Hetkemi. Something that people agreed upon, this is a good way of showing what a sound would be like. And we agreed on an alphabet, with the help of Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, with a bit of Nebuah. He didn't like that opinion. And he rejects that opinion. And he comes to a conclusion that basically the Hebrew alphabet was not made by man. It's obviously made by Hashem Yisbarach. It existed before the world existed with the Torah. And he says, he writes, that the letters are more than just letters. In fact, the word he uses is that there is a ruchnius in the penimiut of the letters. The letters are only a goof, the shape, and everything about the letter is only like the goof, and inside each letter there is ruchnius, there's a divine ruchnius in it. So I'll go now to the letter Nun. The Gemara in Brachos in Daf Dalit discusses the structure of Ashrei Yeshvei Betzecha, and there the Gemara discusses, if you look in the how David HaMelech made the psalm, all the alphabet is there, except for the letter Nun is missing. The Gemara asks, why is the letter Nun missing? And the Gemara tells us, because the prophet Amos later on in time was going to make a Nebuah saying, Nachla lo tosif kum betulat Israel, that the Jewish people will fall down, and therefore he decided, David HaMelech, remove the Nun, follow it immediately by a samach, and in that samach says, Soimech Hashem Elohim Elohim, God will support and lift up. So it gives the impression that the Nun has a bad connotation, something not so good, falling down. Yet, look in the Gemara, in Brachos, in Daf Nun Zayin, and I'll read you what the Gemara says there. Hare Hunna Bachalon Nes Naasalo. If a person dreams and sees Hunna was a famous Amora, Rab Hunna. If he sees Hunna in the Halon, it means that he's going to have a miracle. The Gemara goes on, Hanina, Hananya, Yohanan, if you see any of these three, Hanina, Hananya, Yohanan, then Nisei Nisim Naasalo. That's the Gemara. Rashi explains there, what does it mean? He says, Nun Keneged Nun. In other words, what does it mean you see Hunna in a dream? It doesn't mean you see Rab Hunna. It means you see the name and the letters in the name. And since Hunna's got a Nun in it, so the Gemara says, you've got a good letter there. If you see that in a dream, it means you're going to have a Nais. If you see a double Nun, it means you're going to have Nisei Nisim. And Rashi says, Nun Keneged Nun, Kigon Shira Hashem Kosuv. He wrote his own names. And Rashi also explained, Nun in Harbe, Nisim Harbe. So since one Gemara tells you that letter Nun by David HaMelech was falling down, and on the other hand, in the other in Daf Nun Zayin, it tells you it's a good thing, Nisim. So I looked in Oitio de Rabbi Akiva, the Medrash from Rabbi Akiva about letters, and I looked in other Sforim from the Tanoim dealing with letters. The subject of letters by the Tanoim was a fascinating subject. They all wrote books about it. Sefer HaTemuna was written by Meyuchas to Rabbi Ishmael Kohen Godel and Rabbi Nehuni Ben Akone, and Otiyot Rabbi Akiva we have, and we have also Sefer Yetzirah, which also deals with letters, and that is even older than that. That was written by Rabbi Akiva, but not his, it's teachings from Avraham Avinu. And in Otiyot Rabbi Akiva, absolutely right, yes. Yeah, yeah. If Sefer Yetzirah dealt with letters, and that was before Moshe Rabbeinu, Vadai that it had to be, yeah. That's why the Ramak rejected it offhand immediately as an invalid opinion, to say that letters were created by man, because otherwise our language would be no different to any other language in the world, which is that way, man-made letters. And in Oitiyot de Rabbi Akiva, they write as follows. Says as follows. This I got actually from a sefer called Raziel HaMalach, quoting Otiyot Rabbi Akiva. He also goes to the letters. And he writes as follows. And in fact, in Otiyot Rabbi Akiva it doesn't appear, so it must have been different nuschaos. He says, Nun, Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Straight. Nun represents Hashem Yisborach. Sheyesh lo Nun Share Bina. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was Masik in Chochmah, Memtet Share Bina, and the 50th he wasn't given to him. And he says here, Kulam Mesurim le Moshe, Chaser Achad, Keneged Memtet, Yom Miyom Rishon Shel Pesach, Shavuos, Biyom Nun Nitna Torah. 40 days from Pesach, from the beginning of Pesach to Shavuot, and then the Chochmah of the Torah was given on the 50th day. So already Rabbi Akiva, although it's in Raziah, Malach is quoting Rabbi Akiva, it tells you that the letter Nun has a tremendous significance, represents the Eibishter. It goes on and it tells you, however, the alphabet, there's two Nuns. Nun Roivetz, a Nun that's bent. Nun Zoike, and there is a Nun, the strength, the final Nun, as opposed to the middle of the word. Ve'oimer be'otiyot shel Rabbi Akiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaNe'eman, again, Rabbi Akiva also says, he represents the Eibishter, Yosh, Ne'eman Yosher, Ne'eman Oimed. The Eibishter is trustworthy, whether he is standing or whether he is sitting, and we'll explain what that means in a minute. Is Ne'eman Goizer, when he makes a Gezerah, you can trust he will fulfill it, and Ne'eman Mekayim, he fulfills it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev, U'Malachim Oimdim. The Eibishter is sitting, and the Malachim are standing around him. That's the two Nuns. Because one Nun is in the shape of, it's bent, so it's like sitting down, and the final Nun is standing up. So it says one is the Eibishter, and the other is the Malachim around him standing up, because the Eibishter is in judgment. She'en lahem koitzim she'nem al serafim oimdim imalo. That's the how Raziah Malach saw the Nun, the letter Nun. Actually, in Oitiyot Rabbi Akiva, the Medrash is totally different. And I'll read you what he says. Nun echad roivetz ve'echad zoikif. One Nun is standing straight, the final Nun, and one Nun is bent. Mipenesh shenivra bo neshama lebriyot. Why? What is this representing? The Nun, neshama. Neshama was created using the letter Nun. The letters are like channels of divine energies. They were used for creation. Asoram ma'amoras nivra ha'olam. So it means that the letters are like channels. And he goes on to explain. Shekol neshama v'neshama pe'amim shehi rovetzet, pe'amim shehi zakefet. It's not... A human being doesn't go through life always on top of a wave, everything fine. Life is not like that. Life is upwards and downwards. So he says, the neshama is not always standing up. Sometimes it's crouching under the burden of the body, the life of a body. And sometimes it's standing up straight. So it says like this, Bisman she'adam rovet, when a person is having troubles, is finding it difficult, nafsha rovet, so the nisham is also crouching down. Ubisman she'adam zoikef, nafsha zokefet. His soul is also standing up straight. She'ne'mar, ner Hashem, nishmas adam, choyfes kol hadrebatim. Possibly from Mishle. That a nisham is compared to a candle, and a candle can be used to search in dark places. Now the truth is that pasuk seems on the surface to have nothing to do with the lesson he's teaching you. He's telling you, Nun represents the fact that the Eibishter that created the neshama, and the fact that the neshama sometimes suffers, and sometimes is very happy, and therefore sometimes is bent down, and sometimes standing up straight. So what's the pasuk telling me? So I thought of a pshat like this. The Eibishter sends a neshama down to the world. There is a purpose in that. The purpose is obviously is that a person should go through trials and tribulations and show its true colors. Only by going through trials and tribulations will a person distinguish himself and show what he's capable and what he's really made of. So therefore, this is the passage that the Medrash is bringing. Ner Hashem nishmas adam. The neshama is like a ner. Choyfes kol hadrebatim, because the Eibish to send the neshama down to the world in order to put her through trials and tribulation. There will be peaks and troughs the neshama will go through, and we will see how the neshama will react and act, and that way we will determine what is in this neshama. So now that's what the pasuk says. So in other words, the nun is telling us here that there is a fallen nun and a standing nun. Now we can understand, go back to the Gemara. The Gemara now, in one place it tells you that the nun means falling down, something negative. And on the other, the Gemara is telling you, nun is wonderful, nisim, and nais, and nisim. There are two aspects to the nun. And you can see that the one hand, the neshama at times will be falling down, and there are times when the neshama will be high up. So the nun gives you two meanings. And this is what we saw also by Razi Malach, also he described the two nunim. I'm going to go to a different, slightly different subject. The Messiah Gedoyla, the Chekhness of the Gedoyla, in Devorim and in Tehillim, Bamidbar, it discusses when it comes Nachnu Na'avor Chalutzim Lifnei Hashem, and that pasuk it begins with an end and with a nun and it ends with a nun, and the Masoira points out you should know that there are 11 psukim in the whole of Tanakh that got a nun at the beginning and a nun in the end, and he calls it also nun. A beginning of a nun and an end nun. And the question arises, why would the Masoira Gedoyla bother to tell you that? Obviously the Masoira tries to tell you things where we can always check in Tanakh, in Torah, that we shouldn't have extra words or words missing. What's the siman that they're giving us, telling us that there are 11 psukim? You should know there are 11 psukim in the whole of Tanakh, begin with a nun and end with a nun. The Rishonim picked on this and described it in detail. In the Sefer HaRokeya, which is Rabbi Eliezer Migar Mizra, he quotes this Masoira and he says, what is the significance of these 11 psukim? And I'll read you a bit from the Rokeya. So Rabbi Eliezer Migar Mizra, one of the Balei Tosfos, Talmid of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. And he writes as follows. Yud Aleph Pasuk Rosham V'Soifam Nun HaKoyre B'Kivun B'Lo Li Dilug Tod Lo Va'ed. If you read these 11 psukim, it will be of eternal value to you. Good. Uksehoy Lech Lishon, if you're going to sleep, U'Bechol Sakono, any situation of danger, Tov Likora Am B'Kavana Talev, it's good to read this psukim with Kavana. Alken kelalam b'masoyas. That's why the Masoret bothered to point them out to you, because they have tremendous significance. And he goes on and lists what they are and the order of the Psukim. And then he tells us something interesting. He disagrees with his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Hasid, in Sefer Hasidim, as to which order we should read them. Because obviously in Tanakh they appear in a certain order. And he says, no, that's no order. He lists them in a different order in which to read them, because of its significance. And he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda Hasid how to read them. And he points out, he says, Be'elu yud aleph psukim, ne'lam bahem od samech. If you look at these 11 psukim, you will not find the letter samech in them, and you will not find a final pay. A pay and a samech. Why, he says, She'elu memunim al af, anaf, shetzev, ketzev, zaaf, negev. He says, all these letters, samech and the final pay, are associated with plague, anger. These words all have a final pay. He says, therefore, they are omitted in this 11th psukim. As if to say that somebody got together and composed the 11th psukim. They just happened to be in that like that. But there's no coincidence. Why not the samech? That's for the pay. The pay is af and af. It's samech is because it represents sotten. And you might say, but sotten is spelled with a sin. Lots of things change. Sin and samech. Hayodea le'oimram, v'kivun v'lo dilug, lo yishlot v'boi malachei habala le'satun lo. If a person knows how to say them in the right order, with kavana, he says the satan can go, come near him. Kinun siman tov b'haloim. That's the Gemara in Brachos. Now that's the Rabbi Eliezer Megarmiza and Sefer Hasidim. Rabbeinu B'chaye in the Chumash also, in Bamidba, on this pasuk, Nachnu Na'avor Halutzim Lifnei Hashem, there he also discusses the 11th psukim. And he also tells you, he says, Kibalnu, we have a Masoret. Ki Adchalat Pasuk Zeh Benun Haya Bekavana, because really, it should have said, Anachnu Na'avor Halutzim. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu, when they were discussing, these are the 2.5 tribes that wanted to have a helik in Israel, they wanted to have a helik in Transjordan, and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Nachnu Na'avor Halutzim, we're going to go, we're going to cross the Jordan and go and fight with you. He should have said, Anachnu. Says Rabbeinu B'chaye, no, they specifically chose to say the word Nachnu without the Aleph, in order to make a beginning of a Nun and an end of a Nun. Then he goes on, he says, Ki hutzrach lehatchil benun, ki ahad asar psukim hem b'mikra, there are 11 psukim, shematkilim benun, umasiyamim benun, v'zehad mihem, this is one of them, and he couldn't have put an Aleph in front, ve'imken lo haya yechol lomar anachnu, v'hutzrach lichtov anachnu. Then he goes on and he tells us, v'yadua, he says, this 11 psukim has a Shem Mefoyrash in it, the name of Yashem. Hayotemihem, lo kira mipahad ki hu Hashem ha-mu'il le-pahad. He says, if you recite this psukim, you need no fear of nothing, because this holy name will protect you. What name he is referring to is a matter of debate, because he doesn't tell you. He doesn't tell you. There is an old sefer called Sefer Naphtali, which is an old sefer, very old sefer, written by Naphtali Tzvi Ashkenazi. Naphtali Tzvi Hirsch, and he wrote a perush on Rabbeinu B'chaye. He debates what this name is, and he comes to conclusions which later authorities reject as being incorrect. And then there is a much later authority called Rabbi Moshe Zachuta, lived in Italy some 300 or 350 years ago, and he wrote a rare book called Shorashe Hashemot. He goes through all the divine names, lists them in alphabetical order, and there he discusses what Rabbeinu B'chaye meant. And he says, the second letter of each pasuk, in a line downwards, if you've got to get the pesukim in the right order, if you're capable of getting the pesukim in the right order, that makes the name of Hashem. All you have to do is add at the end a yud and a hey. I've actually printed them in for anybody who wants to take them, he's welcome to. Now, I quote you what Sefer HaTemunah says about the letter Nun. Sefer HaTemunah from the Hunya Kaneh says, Nun Hishara Hamishim, which we already saw in Otiyot Rabbi Akiva, Umidosa HaElokim, represents the Eibishter, Lemala. And then he goes on to tell you what is the meaning of the name, because letters have names. The name has a meaning. What is the meaning of the letter Nun? Nun. And he tells you, and he gives you this pshat. He says, where does the name come from? Milashon, vehu milashon, ninam yachad. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, in capital Ayin Dalet, pasuk Hef. Amru belibam, yachad ninam, sarfu mu'ade'el. That's the pasuk. And if you look at the mefarshim there, they all debate what is ninam. Rashi says it means sarim, rulers. But the Malbim is telling you what Sefer HaTemunah is telling you. Ninam means nin, nin v'nechid, means grandchildren. Therefore he says, the Sefer HaTemunah tells you, shemimena hashefa, from the letter Nun comes a tremendous bracha, because it means grandchildren, multiplication of children. And he tells you, halukata toladot, mishpachot, comes from the letter Nun. It's a big shefa. The Chidah in Kisei Rachamim, he wrote a commentary on Avod Rabbi Natan. There he makes an interesting observation, and he says that the bracha of Binyamin is, and I can't remember the prophet by heart, it makes the first three words of the bracha of Binyamin makes an abbreviation of Nun Vav Nun. And he says, because Shevet Binyamin was free from Ein Hara, no harm could come to him. And that's why when Yaakov Avinu blessed him, he made the beginning of the pasuk a Nun, a Vav, and a Nun. This is in, and I've got it here. This is the Imperik Lamed Hei in the Ovas Rabbi Nosson. The Chidah writes in Kisra Hamim, he says, Uben Keteifav Shochen. Ben Keteifav Shochen, Nun, a final Nun, a Vav and a Nun. He says, Soifa Tevod Nun, Shelo Hayah Shelet Bo Ayin Ara. Then he goes on to say, what is the meaning of the letter Nun, and why it's got this power? And why this 11 psukim? And he goes on to tell you. And he gives you a different pshat to the roket. And he says, Nun hu dag. The word Nun means fish. Nun ehayam. Moshe Rabbeinu, when the Yidden were asking for meat, he says to the Eibishter, if I was to take all the fish in the sea, call Nun ehayam. Nun. So Nun means fish. De'en ayin hara. Sorry? Could be then in the Targum it says Nun. 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 So he says like this. He says, Nun hu dag, de en ein hara shaletet bedogim. That's what the Chidah says. Now, ubaze yishremes lama shekatvu zal, what the Rishonim wrote, de amirat hatasav psukim matkilim nisayimim benun segula le ein hara. Because Nun is a dag. Now, what's the idea that dag has no ein hara? And I thought of two possibilities of pshat on that. One, the Gemara in Brochus discusses, "En habracha shuletet ella b'mashe samul mina ayin." There is no bracha on anything unless it's concealed from something that people can't see. It's got a bracha. When people can see it, then it may not have a bracha. Fish are in the ocean, you can't see. So therefore they go a bracha. Furthermore, I saw the different pshat to what the Chidah says. On Tashlis, for Tashlis, we go and look for a place where there is water. One of the inyonim is that there should be fish in the water. And the idea of fish is that fish don't have eyelids. And they don't close their eyes. They sleep with their eyes open. And therefore, says the Zohar, this is Meramez on Eina Pekicha. That's the language of the Zohar. Eina Pekicha. An open eye. What's an open eye? That's the Eibishter. His eyes are open all the time. Hine lo yanum velo yishan, shomer yisrael. The Eibishter Hashgacha is always looking. So the male of the Nun, which is a fish, has another added bracha in it, that it represents the Eibishter constant Hashgacha over Kelal Yisrael, that nothing can harm you. So the male, when we are me'oirer this, by saying this to Sukkim, we are me'oirer all these inyonim. That there is no ein hara, there is so many inyonim in it. I'm only touching on the surface of it, because time doesn't allow it. But this idea of saying this 11 Pesukim is not a new idea. It was already said in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. And anybody who is acquainted with the Ma'amadot, which they used to say in the Beis HaMikdash, you'll find on Yom Sheni of Ma'amadot, you will find, and some Sidurim bring it, the is brought in the Siddur of the Shalah HaKadosh, Shara Shamayim. You will see there on day 2 of the Ma'amadot, they used to recite the 11 Pesukim. Why would they recite the 11 Pesukim in the Beis HaMikdash? The Rishonim already told us that there is big significance to it, and that there is big segulas to it, and there is a deep meaning. As I said, there is more than meets the eyes to each letter of the alphabet, and we've just touched on the letter Nun, only a scratching on the surface, and there is tremendous value to know this psukim. There's a minhag to say it on Motzei Shabbos, although it's a debate. Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Miemden, the Yavetz, in his siddur, he brings the minhag. He says, "But I won't print it because you shouldn't say it. Why? Because my father Chacham Tzvi was against it." Why was he against it? Because the Ari HaKadosh says, at night we don't read Mikra. But many other Gedolim, including many people who would follow the Ari HaKadosh, tell you to say it. And Sefer HaTemuna say to say it in Havdalah. Now Sefer HaTemuna goes back a lot further than the Ari HaKadosh, and it says to say it by Havdalah. And many Siddurim do bring it to say it by Havdalah.